Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaways. Good job you are here right now, because earlier on today I didn't know what you were doing.
We had an awful WhatsApp autocorrect incident between the two of us. We were going to talk about this on the show, but we realised that there's no way of actually describing what happened without us getting taken off air, essentially. But what happened was Richie and I were texting about what time we're going to have a little meeting to plan the show.
Because we do plan the show.
We plan the show, even though you guys might not think so. And I, verbatim, I said, I'm on the 110, which was the train, so I think I should be F-bombing around about 2:25 or 2:30.
I'm reading this thinking, all right, mate, okay, whatever, but yeah, I'll see you at 2:30.
So you sent, the two emojis you sent were, you know the face was going,
It's the thinking face with the monocle.
That's what it was. And I was like, what's Richie saying there? And I immediately thought to myself, I've obviously missed a meeting, or I've come in too late and I've missed something that we've agreed to do, which is quite common for me. So I thought I'd just give it another cursory glance over what I'd said. And it turns out I went to type cycling, and this is really scary, that cycling autocorrects to F-I-N-G.
Yeah, bear in mind, all right, okay, that's what it's changed it to, but he's written, I'm cycling and I'll be there in 25 minutes. Okay, and I'm looking, thinking, all right, well, it's quite some pre-show routine, but yeah, I'll see you at 2:30.
Like someone tweeted me earlier on saying, 25 minutes, you big show-off.
I couldn't rule out that you weren't.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So, you know, it was quite stressful, the school holidays. It seemed like ages ago now, but like the Easter break was a fair old stress coming up with stuff to do with the kids and everything. And the tail end of the second week, I was kind of running out of ideas. So I took the teenager and our five-year-old to go and watch Kung Fu Panda 4.
Great idea.
How is there four? No offence to Kung Fu Panda. How are there four Kung Fu Panda movies?
How is there more than one?
Well, this is a good point. Anyway, so I did the usual thing, went to the cinema. They like getting there a little bit early or whatever. Said I'm not made of money when we went past the cafe bit because I'm not buying popcorn for £7 or £8, etc. Went up the stairs and then sat in the screen ready for the film to go on. And then we were just sitting there for ages, hardly anyone in there. Just like two collections of duos of 30-something people, like 30-year-olds, like, but only like six people. And it went on and on and on. Got to the point where they'd eaten most of the snacks, the kids. And the film should have started by this point. And it suddenly dawned on me, I'll just double-check the ticket, and I'd walked us into the wrong screen. So we're in the wrong screen. And then we had to get them up again. Right, we're going. So we got a little bit like, do you remember in the Fast Show, there was that recurrent sketch of that family that were late for the airport and pulling their bags on. We're like, that, excuse me. I had to run all the way back out and get into the other screening. Turns out there was a film on called, I think, Late Night with the Devil, which is a horror movie.
Oh, that'd be great for the kids, eh?
I think there's a high chance I may have had them sat in that, but an incredible close call. I keep thinking about it. What if our five-year-old Thea is such a lovely, gentle, sensitive girl? Imagine if Daddy had exposed her to a devil-based horror movie or something like that. So I thought, let this be inspiration, a lightning rod, if you like, for this hour's first hour of Home Time this evening. If you've got a story of being somewhere at the wrong time or wrong place, have you ever had anything like that?
A few years back, I had seen an article in our local free newspaper that a steam train was coming through Hartford.
Ooh.
And I thought, I fancy taking my big lens out and catching a picture of that. So I did on the Sunday morning. It was due to come through at about 8:10 in the morning. I'm thinking,
perfect.
Great. Oh, no one else has to get up. I'll just get up, get in the car, go out and take my picture. Got there. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing came through. Just a load of boring electric trains. Then I got home in a right old grump. Checked the newspaper article. It was the Saturday it was coming through, not the Sunday morning.
Oh, my words.
Missed it by 24 hours.
Took the big lens and everything.
I took the big lens and everything.
That would have been a difficult conversation with the local constabulary if they'd stopped you in that country lane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honest guff. I just need the paper.
But there is no train, sir. It came through yesterday.
I'll go home and I'll get the paper. I'll show you. I don't know why you've gone all kind of cockney there. Hi to Emma Hope, who's emailed us to say, when the James Bond film Skyfall came out, my mum decided we didn't need to book any tickets. So, of course, we got there to find the screening was full and we were sent home. The next week, we tried again. However, my mum had booked the Skyfall screening for those hard of hearing. So we watched the whole film with subtitles. Nothing adds to a movie like reading, in inverted commas, gunshots fire in the distance for the majority of a two-hour film. Her name is Andrea. Please give her a shout out. Consider it done. Good on her.
We're into into the final hour of today's No Repeat Guarantee. Friday, Bon Jovi will be joining Leona on the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio, chatting about new music, their 40th anniversary celebrations, and their brand new docuseries, Thank You and Good Night, the Bon Jovi story. You can listen this Friday from 10 in the morning to Bon Jovi with Leona Graham on Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Text says, my wife booked us a holiday separately to save a few quid. 10 nights in Mallorca. However, the flights were 11 nights apart. Seemed like a good idea.
Jay says, I was in Florida on holiday as part of the trip. Went to watch the Space Shuttle Discovery launching at the Kennedy Space Center. That's a bucket list one for me, that is.
Sounds amazing.
We stood for a good hour before a voice told us it would be delayed for an undetermined amount of time, at which point we decided to leave to do other things. Later that day, we saw the shuttle overhead while queuing for Animal Kingdom. I still have the t-shirt that says I was there, when in reality we definitely weren't.
Wow, she's walking around lying as well with that shirt. Incredible. We've got Shirley on the line. Shirley, what happened to you?
I pre-booked some tickets, as I said, to see Michael McIntyre at the SECC Hydro. And my partner and I organised babysitters and a kind of rough plan to maybe have dinner before. Ooh. And this kind of thing. And anyway, we arrived at the SECC and I thought, this is really strange because the car park was empty. And then I checked the ticket and we were a year early.
A year early for Michael McIntyre. That's incredible.
Yeah, so we still went out for dinner, so it wasn't all bad. But,
Shirley,
yeah.
Has the actual gig happened yet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Was he good?
Yeah, was he worth the wait?
He was very good.
Dee says, hi, guys. My husband and I got married in Germany. His best man walked into a meeting of the local Chamber of Commerce, wondering why I didn't recognise anyone. It was in the same building as the registry office where we were waiting. The language barrier didn't help, but he did find us in the end, which is great news. Gav says, I got in the wrong car after dropping the kids off at school. There was a nana in the passenger seat, and I quickly realised her daughter had left her there when she took the kids in. I see her on the school run now and have to let on and relive the embarrassment every day of my life. Incredible.
Lindsay, share yours.
It was at a local sports centre. Mm. And I'd read that they had a yoga class. So I got my mat and I got my leggings and things on. And I went there. And yeah. I thought they were all dressed up a little bit for a yoga class, but I kind of got there at the right time. So I just went with it. And then when they started, it was a burlesque
I bet they were looking at you with your mat thinking, what's she going to do with that?
Very conservative.
Yeah, but I couldn't really leave, so I just sort of had to stay and join in.
Well, so forgive our ignorance on this, and how do you join in with a burlesque class? What happens there?
Well, it is a little bit sort of like the film. The lady who taught it had high heels on, and she got chairs out, and I think there might have been... there was a cane and there might have been a scarf or something, that silk scarf that she was waving around.
You're going to have to believe us, Lindsay. Bush and I haven't seen burlesque films.
We don't know what you're talking about. I tell you what, though, I bet in the car park afterwards you had to have a good old vape sat there before you got home just to steady your nerves.
Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing, yeah. But I've been to Zumba classes and all sorts, so I just went with it. I didn't go back.
Would it be rude of us to ask? Oh, right, you just said you didn't go back. Okay.
Sam says, took our girls to see Jumanji, age 14 and 10. Thought it odd when an ad for Durex came on. Realised our error as the Certificate 18 50 Shades film appeared on the screen. Popcorn flying everywhere as we dashed out. Closer call than what I had. Keep them coming in. It's 8:12:15 to text the show.
If you're a very big pub quiz fan, you can join us for some very special quizzes next week. Tea break trivia happening on the radio, but it's happening live for our charity Cash for Kids. We'll tell you after 5 about how you can be there for that, and we will be playing another game of Bush and Richie reverses the audience.
This is Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Duncan, where did you end up?
What happened was... I'm a telephone engineer. Well, I've retired now. Retired telephone engineer. And I'm working outside this house. And I had to park my van a bit further down from the house. And it's a terraced house. And I knocked on the door, introduced myself. customer, find okay, you know what I mean, everything. I went in the house. I'd forgot some tools. So I went back to my van. And I opened the van, got my tools. I walked in the house, and there was this family having breakfast. I said, "You're not my customer, are you?"
So you just walked into a house and startled a family that was sat around having breakfast?
That's right, yeah.
Well, there's what's a great story of wrong time and wrong place.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, that just I brought some memories back, that was, with me, you know, engineering, like telephone engineering.
And when you eventually walked back into the correct house, did you own up to your mistake or did you just carry on regardless?
No, I did tell the next door neighbour. I did. I kind of walked backwards.
Is that how you reversed out of their lounge? Is that what you did?
That's right, yes.
Actually, if you do walk into the wrong place, that's the way to do it.
Yes.
Reverse out.
I know. Yeah. Excellent programme, mate. Brilliant, Bush and Richie. I love it.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for listening.
Duncan.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Tea Break Trivia Day on Absolute Radio for Cash for Kids Day.
That's right, in honour of Tea Break Trivia Live, Thursday the 2nd of May. Come and join Ben and Leona at the iconic 100 Club in London, raising money for the brilliant Cash for Kids. Book a table now. Come and meet the Absolute Radio family. See the Zootons as well. Get your tickets at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Now, Bush and Richie reverses the audience is a little quiz that we are playing this week in the lead up to Tea Break Trivia Live, because everyone loves a pub quiz. This one's a little bit different, though, because we've reversed the quiz. We're going to give you the answer. To get it right, you've got to get the question correct.
See what we've done there?
Now, yesterday, it was me who was challenged by you to go up against the audience. We're going to flip things today. I have set the answer.
Right.
You are going up against the audience to see if you can get the question.
OK, can we just confirm that whatever you've written down for the question is sealed in a gold envelope?
Gold envelope is right here.
All right, sealed. Neville Chamberlain.
Sealed at the back. Bush and Richie reverses the audience, written on the front. The question is in here. The answer today is 126.
Oh, so we had a number yesterday. We got a number today.
Yes, another number. So the answer is 126. Well, we'll let the audience go first then today. Simon, what do you think the question is?
I believe the question is, how many points will Manchester City be deducted for breaking financial fair play?
Yeah! Let it be the answer. Let that be the right question.
Whether it happens or not, they'll probably end up with plus 126 points, but who knows?
I don't think anybody's ever had 126 points in a season to take off. That is not the question, sadly.
Oh, damn.
Oh, well, it was a good guess.
We appreciate your sentiment. Good to speak to you, my friend.
No problem. Take care, boys. Thank you very much.
Diane, what is the question?
The question is, what is the world speed record set by a steam train?
What is the world speed record set by a steam train?
And you're sure it's nothing to do with a Peugeot car or anything like that, like my suggestion earlier on, Diane?
No, it's not.
It's nothing to do with a Peugeot 126. Would you like to open the envelope, Bush?
Okay. Diane, are you a train buff whilst we're opening this? We don't know whether you're right or not. Are you a train buff?
I'm a recently retired train driver.
Oh! Well, who did you drive for, Diane?
Trans Pennine Express.
Okay, I've opened the envelope, and the question is, what is the steam locomotive speed record in miles per hour?
126 set by the Mallard. Congratulations, Diane. You've beaten Bush.
Damn.
Great.
Here you go. There's a trophy to add to your collection.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Well done again to Diane. That world speed record by the Mallard set in 1938 of 126 miles an hour still stands.
I should have thought trains.
You should have done.
I need to get inside your head more.
you'll have another chance later in the week.
Great. We play again tomorrow. Just a couple of other notable mentions. One of the best things about doing this reverse quiz is some of the brilliant workings that you guys come up with about getting to 126, whatever the answer is. Hazel says, is the question how many bones in a human foot?
Is that true?
It could be. I don't know. And then Catherine from Fife says, is it how many times I blew bubbles today as I work in a special needs school and a pupil was using his communication book to perfection and I didn't want to stop?
Aww.
Which is lovely as well. We play again, my friends, tomorrow.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
It is integral to our plans for next month's Mental Health Awareness Week. Absolute Radio Calm is going to be a new radio station that we're creating here on Home Time. No songs, no adverts, certainly no news. Just calming sounds.
Just calming sounds. And we're after your sounds. You've been brilliant so far helping us build this station. We're going out recording, I think, next week. Mm. So all your suggestions are welcome. Hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. This hour of Home Time tonight, though, we wanted to focus specifically on location. So is there an area or a place that's near you that you can go to that you always know is going to be a relaxing place for you to visit? Get in touch and tell us about it tonight.
Now, there's a place that I know of that if I ever truly need completely calming down, this one actually for me now is a bit of a drive, but it's where I used to live down in Bournemouth.
Is it train related?
It's not train related. Very rare that I'm giving an example that isn't train related, but no, it's not. It's a little place called Mudderford Quay, which is sort of more sort of Christchurch way of Bournemouth.
Down
by Mudderford Quay. Head of the New Forest. You can see over to the Isle of Wight and the Needles, and you got the sea meeting the river. It's kind of what rivers do, and a spectacular tides. Kind of place where people would go down crabbing, but you got the sound of the old masts of the sailboats rattling away in the sea breeze. I absolutely love it there.
It's beautiful. I've been crabbing for ages. I genuinely, obviously growing up in Brixham in Devon, I feel like I am maybe one of the top 10 crabbers in the United Kingdom.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bold claim.
We'll have to test that at some point in the summer. Yeah. For me, it's got to be I love a park, okay? So I love a kind of old school park. They've got some good parks in London. Mm. Always end up walking the kids around a park quite a bit. So Waterlow Park in North London, spend a lot of time walking around there. Particularly love a little duck pond. That was always
beautiful,
a nice addition.
Yeah.
And then on top of that as well, now in Southend, South Church Park, which is an interesting thing because in the daytime it's lovely, ducks and people, little old fellas bringing model boats down to drive around. In the evening, an entirely different clientele. So we are after calming locations tonight, just to explore this theme of calm. And we just talked about the Mudflap Quay. What was it you just
called? Mudflap Quay.
Pirate Bay. What was it called down south?
Mudderford Quay.
Mudderford Quay. Yeah. I was mentioning Waterlow Park and Southchurch Park in Southend. One place I just wanted to ask you about, and this is not a kind of a beautiful rural vista or anything, but somewhere that does make you always want to go to sleep. It's those seats you get just inside department stores when you're waiting for the rest of the family. They send me to sleep almost instantly. It's the most lovely little bit of calm, that, isn't it?
Is it the location? Is it the location, or is it the fact that when you see those seats, you've generally been walking around for about 2 hours?
And you can just sit around with all the bags around you and everything like that. Anything goes. If you have a location near you that you go to and you know it's going to keep you calm, we'd love to hear about it. Hey, it might end up on Absolute Radio Calm.
Bilbo is hanging on. What's the location that's calming for you?
I manage 18 acres for a couple in Ironbridge up in Shropshire. Half of it, well, a quarter of it is sculpted garden, and the other three quarters are wild meadows and trees. At the moment, it's lightly raining, but there are lots of birds singing in the background, and the wind blows through the trees. It keeps me fairly calm after having a sort of hectic life in the military.
Wow, so what are you like a groundsman? Are you walking around and watching out for poachers? Or are you on one of them kind of, those four-wheel buggy things called?
Quad
bike. Quad bike. You're on a quad bike? Is that what's going on, Bilbo?
No, I tend to go everywhere on foot. I'm actually a tree surgeon by trade and hard landscape gardener. So I take care of quite a lot of the trees, make sure, you know, nothing's coming down, anything that's broken gets taken care of so it doesn't start to spread disease into the rest of the trees. And I'm slowly learning how to do fine detail gardening.
What do you say you're a hard landscape gardener?
Yeah.
As in, like, what, we wouldn't mess with you kind of thing. What's a hard landscape gardener?
If you were going to have your garden overhauled, or if you won like a garden competition, you guys do competitions with Wicks and people like that for garden vouchers.
Yeah, we have every now and then.
Plants, all sorts of things like that. So a soft landscaper is somebody who'll come in and do all the fine detail planting and manicuring of shrubs to make everything look like it does at Kew Gardens. And a hard landscaper would be the guy that comes in before that, rips everything out, takes it back down to bare, and does all the sculpting of the land.
Right, you're so like the demolition guy. I like that. You just come in and get stuff cleaned out.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant. Well, if it keeps you calm, then I think it would work for our radio station. Yeah. What do you reckon?
We may well have to come up and record, although if it's 18 acres, we could get lost while we're there. So.
That's not a problem. I know it like the back of my hand and I can walk you around. I'm currently in the garden at the moment. I don't know if you'll be able to pick anything up. I'll just see if, hold the phone out and see what happens and put it on loudspeaker.
Yeah, go for it.
Not quite so much going through that.
I think
his word
up
for it.
Yeah.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Just to return to our little situation that we had at the beginning. Mm. I'm really worried now, though, because obviously I talk about cycling a fair old bit. Mm. And there's something to do with my typing that autocorrects inaccurately to F-I-N-G.
Here's the most frightening thing. You can't rule out that you haven't done this already to someone.
Well, we were talking about having a cycling weekend with my friends John and Jeff. Strangely enough, they've gone really quiet on the idea.